What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations' semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy's shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all. Jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it, so look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion but you're tough girl, you could sit with us girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Hey friends, we're gonna make a podcast. We got season 2, episode 15.
Oh, yeah.
Unopened letter to the world. Now, the original air date for this was February 22nd, 2005. Mm. And our synopsis is, the students of Tree Hill High make a time capsule to that they expect to be opened in 50 years. That's a long time from now. So Anna struggles with what to reveal about herself. Nathan continues down his downward spiral. And Peyton and Jake...
Is there anything else to say but that?
Go on their first date. I'm blushing just thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And Brooke really starts to think about what she can do as president. I want to start this by saying I felt the Haley void. Like, we knew there were going to be episodes that Haley was not in. And Joy, it really bothered me a couple episodes ago when you said you felt like they were testing the waters to see if the show could float without you. And to me, the answer is a firm no. Like, I really miss the energy that you bring. And it balances our dynamic in a way that I think is really important. I missed you this episode.
Oh, thanks. I missed Haley in this episode, too. Being able to be more objective now and sitting back and watching. I miss that. There's a groundedness. There's a grounded thread that she, even in her even in her confusion about where she is, who she wants to be, the what choices she wants to make, there's still just something grounded about her that I think helps with the tone of everything in the show. And yeah, I missed her too. Mm-hmm.
It feels weird everybody talking about her and she's not there to defend herself. Like there's never a check-in.
But you know what I will say works? I'm like, oh yeah, the void we're feeling is the chasm that actually gives way for Nathan and Lucas to both be such a mess.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You know, like boys. Like these boys are drowning without you, the romantic interest and the best friend. And so I'm like, oh yeah, I don't like it. And I guess that's why
It works.
You know, shitty guy in charge aside, I guess that's why they were doing it. It like actually works. They're like, what happens if she leaves? And it's like, oh, everything falls apart.
Oh,
accurate.
Sad.
Yeah.
It's really sad. I cried twice watching this episode.
Me too. Guys, there were no secrets left in this episode. It all came spilling out everywhere.
It was just
like
beautiful.
A big mess. A big, beautiful mess.
And this was one of those episodes where they really tapped into what I think our show did at its strongest, which is when the writing of all the vignettes tied together and you get this bookend of Whitey watching his younger self. Fun fact, that was Barry Corbin's son with, a buzz cut playing young Whitey. And we all cried at the end when Whitey cried. But you see all these little moments like, Peyton calls Jake a fox, and then you cut to Karen and she says to Andy, he won't outfox me. And then Brooke and Lucas and Felix are talking about surprises, and then it cuts to Erica Marsh saying surprise. And like all these little things, they did such a good job kind of giving you these slices of life of everyone. And in watching it, you know, the way the fans do, I'm like, look at all these people doing dumb shit without Haley around.
We need our mother.
I mean, aside from Peyton and Jake, that is. You guys were cute.
Let's talk about it. I can't even.
That scene in the hallway by the lockers.
You smell insanely good today.
Oh my God.
I can't stand it. I was losing my mind. Hillary's covering her face.
And you, by the way, trying to be cool and being like, that's presumptuous.
There was zero acting happening. Honestly. And like, we were such good friends. He friend zoned me so hard. And so I would have to be like, yeah, cool. No, I'm definitely not looking forward to these scenes where we have to kiss. Ooh, gross. You're my friend. But everyone, including Greenberg, knew that I thought he was the fucking cat's pajamas.
I love you, Hillary.
I did. No, but even I had a boyfriend at the time. And I remember Greenberg would like fly into Wilmington and like be like, hey, can I like stash my guitar at your house? I just don't want to leave it in the hotel.
God.
And I'd be like, yeah, sure. Whatever you want, dude.
Totally.
Like my house is your house. Cool. And my boyfriend would come home from work. Be like, who shit is this? Get it out of here. He's not hanging out here. Greenberg is that guy that all the girls wanted and all the boys wanted to be because he's just effortlessly cool.
He's so naturally masculine in that kind of like in that way that just makes you swoon, like the romance novel way that makes you swoon, the lean in and knowing how to say, but it's not fake. That's the thing. We've seen it so many times, especially on CW shows where guys show up and they do the thing that's supposed to be sexy. They do the lean and the eyebrow goes up and they lean in the door frame and they're just
and
like
they look constipated.
Because it's so forced. It is so natural from him, from BG, man. It just comes right from his gut. It's so good.
And it's not, there's no push behind it.
No.
He's not trying to prove it.
Yeah.
And like, isn't that swagger when somebody just is and it's low key and he's a little quieter than everybody else and it makes you want to lean in and listen.
Yeah.
Are we perhaps, is that what's happening?
No, listen, he laughs at himself. And that's what's so great is that when he's like, hey, man, I'm a single dad. I'm a high school dropout. I'm getting ready to go on my first date since my daughter was born. I'm a catch, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's how he is in real life, too. Like, he is able to laugh at himself in a way that disarms other people. And specifically for Peyton, who does have so many trust issues.
Yeah.
Who has so many walls up. what he is able to provide is like a really safe, gentle space.
Yeah. I mean, in the bedroom, Jake finds condoms and it leads them not to having sex, but to having this really vulnerable conversation. And you admit it in the sweetest way that, you know, you're nervous. And he's just like, let's take it slow.
Yeah.
Oh, and you said it, Hillary. I wrote it down. It's in my notes. You said, name a more perfectly scripted boy character. And Joy and I both went, can't.
Nope.
Honestly, like the boys on Dawson's Creek, the boys on Gossip Girls, the boys, you know, on like any of the other shows. I'm sorry. Jake Jagielski gets the trophy. He's king of cool.
Yeah.
He is indeed.
King of cool. You told him he got cool points for that.
And he is, you know, we obviously love Jake Jagielski very much. And it's a lot easier to come in and play an arc of a really great character than it is to like have to do it every single episode for 10 years. You know, the other boys really got put through the ringer because it's like, how do we constantly find interesting things for them to do? And so because Jake was limited to, you know, what is it, 3 seasons?
Yeah.
You know, his stuff is really quality. It's really controlled and his narrative is strong and he never has to do any like weird B storylines that undermine.
You mean he didn't never have to eat a heart?
Yeah, it's like he doesn't have to do any dumb shit. So he can just like stay true to who he is without having to be like, what are we going to do this week with Jake Jagielski? But I think that conversation in the bedroom was important and I appreciate that a lot of the concerns we were voicing about teenage sexuality were heard.
Yeah.
And that this is an example of that where it's like, oh, maybe the girls will commit more to their storylines if like we try to portray an accurate version of what teenage sexuality is. And so you can have lost your virginity in high school and still not be like a sex machine.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. The idea that Peyton is specific in her, look, I did this, that doesn't mean I'm going to do it every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I love setting that example.
Yeah. And I think that's a really important thing for us to look at because, you know, we listen to you guys and we read all your questions and we read all your feedback. And somebody said something that got us all talking offline about how, you know, some of the ways we've talked about our characters' experiences made somebody think like, well, am I supposed to be ashamed that I had sex in high school? This was a question from a listener. And we were like, oh my God, no, that's not the point. The point when we talk about this stuff is that we as young women were being put in sexual situations we didn't agree to by a bunch of men old enough to be our dads. And it felt very upsetting. And it felt like a lot of that stuff, especially for Brooke Davis, certainly at moments for Peyton, felt like grown male fantasy of teenage girls.
Yeah.
And it was hard for us. And I think that's why we find like the Haley and Nathan becoming an intimate sexual couple to be beautiful. And it's exactly why I'm so glad that you said what you just said, Hillary, because it's like, look, you do what you want to do, but don't let anyone in the world say that because you're not ready, something's wrong with you, or because you have, you're just supposed to be ready for it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that's not how people are.
Yeah.
And it's so nice, I think, for us to be getting to a point where these characters are becoming more real women with real complex experiences rather than like, you know, Tiger Beat poster girls in cheerleading uniforms that like,
let me rip that shirt off.
Yeah, like, ew, gross. And so suddenly I feel like I'm actually watching teenagers again. And it's so sweet. And
why
I love
do you guys
it.
Think that all started to happen? I mean, I know we were sort of putting up fights and having conversations. It wasn't always a fight. Sometimes it was a conversation. There were maybe more women in the writer's room. I'm not sure. Maybe you guys know more about what was going on there than I do.
I mean, I think that our performances are better when we're doing things that we like. Do you know what I mean? It's like there was a certain element of like, let's play to each other's strengths, whether that's in the writer's room or that's on set. And so I can see in us as young actresses on the show, I can see in the boys, like in Chad's confessional in this episode, when he's talking about the brother stuff.
Yeah.
Chad loves his brothers in real life. And so Chad talking about brotherhood in this episode, that's real to him. Yeah. And that performance is great. And so for us, Brooke Davis doing the leadership stuff and like being inspired and being more, that's real.
Yeah.
Peyton talking about these major trust issues, that's real. Mm. You singing is real, you know? Mm-hmm. So the things that we got to explore that were closest to us, I think are the things that we really thrived in.
That's a great point. So if you really came alive as Brooke in a new way, I think, not, I don't know if it's been, I feel like it's been happening over the course of the episodes, but I saw something different in this one of, and I loved how Lucas was encouraging Brooke's intellectual growth and just the way that you, it was seeing Brooke turn this corner in her life and realizing that she's worth so much more, which it's, again, it's not something that we've never seen her have this moment before. I think I was just really recognizing her sink into it for the first time. Yeah. Do you have memories about this episode or what, how the storyline started to change for you once she became class president?
Yeah, totally. I felt closer to her. And I remember shooting that party. And you know, Hillary, you were like, why are there all these goth kids there?
It was honestly...
that was kind of random.
Hot Topic threw up every customer they had in,
big time.
In North Carolina. And they're like... send them to the Tree Hill set. We need more beanies.
My God.
We need more ripped, like, fishnets.
It was great. And I think, you know, they did it to make it very clear that this wasn't like a normal Tree Hill party. Everything looked different. The music was different. And I remember how sweet it felt. You know, we were at the point where, like, we couldn't totally go out in town anymore without thing, you know, being recognized and, like, things happening. And I don't know. This isn't a judgment of the people who recognize us for being on TV. This is my feelings as an anxious person. That got really hard for me. Like, it gave me a lot of social anxiety.
Well, because they expected you to be Brooke Davis out in public.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I think I've done enough pondering on the privilege of being in people's homes with them. But what happens when you're in someone's home with them every week is that you're real familiar to them. But to you, they're still strangers. And it got very strange for me, the combination of being familiar and also of being Brooke Davis, who was very sexualized. A lot of people would touch me in ways that made me very uncomfortable.
Mm.
And it took me years to figure out how to start setting boundaries around that stuff with strangers, because I, like, never wanted to ruin anyone's day. But I say all of this to illustrate, like, it tugged on my heartstrings seeing Brooke and Lucas and Mouth and Anna kind of find their way to that side room at the party.
Yeah.
And Brooke seeing Erica like that and going, I'm not having a good time. And I know I've been there and that's not a good time either. It all just felt cathartic for me. Mm-hmm. And I've so often been the person who's gotten other people home. And just, like, camp counseled my way through things. And yeah, I don't know. I loved being at this point with her where she didn't need to, like, be the party, cheer everyone on, make everyone take shots. She was like, I'm actually just not feeling this and I want to go home and read a book. And I loved it.
She was excited to get home and just flip through that book that Lucas gave her.
I know she was.
And then the metaphor of, like, the quote that she's reading, you know, she's talking about, you know, don't let the things of the past get in the way of the future.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucas has given her this beautiful book that is looking to her future, her presidency. Yeah. And Felix has thrown her this, like, raging, weird party.
She's
that
outgrowing
is very much
Felix.
Her past.
Yeah.
And these boys are now embodying past and future.
Yeah.
And so we know what she's going to pick.
I love it. And I think she's finding purpose at the same time as Lucas is really reclaiming his nobility. You know, mm-hmm. he was a character who lost his way in season one, and here he is being a good guy, and he's showing up for Keith, and he's showing up for Nathan, and he's showing up for Haley even while she's gone.
Yeah.
And that trajectory for them feels so much more rooted in integrity than like two people who just decided to hook up a year ago, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to cheapcaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
Drama Queens is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, it's no secret that we love therapy. And we're very proud because of that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I don't know what is like in the air, but it seems like everybody's social battery is really getting tested right now. Like,
yeah.
We're all just juggling so much, you know, work schedules are ramping up. And I think like that really is one of the most important times to make sure you're also taking care of yourself. You know, when you've got so many obligations, to check in with yourself and make sure that, you know, you're setting boundaries that you need and getting the rest that you need, the sleep that you need. And those things require practice, don't you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say no. And it can be really easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings ramping up after a long winter.
I get energy being around you guys. I love being around my friends. And I've really been able to figure out in therapy that kind of self-awareness to know when I have the energy to dive in and, you know, when maybe at the end of a long stretch where social life's been crazy, work's been really busy, where I need a little quiet time. It's learning about a balance for mm-hmm. my life that doesn't drain my battery, you know?
Yeah. So if you guys at home are thinking of starting therapy, seriously, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy-to-use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS shopify.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions, and then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. You'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Well, sometimes you have to take a couple steps back. Do you know what I mean? There have been people in my life where it's like, oh, we kissed. And they're like, oh, what an asshole. And then you don't talk for a little while. And then you come back and you slowly rebuild, you know? Yeah. And it's like, oh, actually, there are things that are lovely about you that don't involve, you know, swap and spit. And let's, you know, get to know those things. Mm-hmm. And I think Brooke and Lucas are a great example of that. Because it was real hot and heavy, real fast in season one. With no, like, real payoff, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. And Brooke Davis invented Uber. I don't know what else to say about it. God, it's coming. DWI.
Just working on safe rides. What is it? Did you say an app?
Just launch that app and we can only hire drivers that were like student government presidents because we know they won't sexually assault you. I'm so weirded out with like, you know, pickup apps because I'm like, gosh, you know, I see all the news and I'm just like, this is the worst. I would love for a high school senior who just needs like a job to pick me up.
Mm-hmm. That would honestly be very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love that she saw Erica in that place. God. And I love Brooke and Erica together. Oh,
I
God.
Love them. I said that when we were watching team. It. Wow. What a great team.
They're so good. And this idea that she took Erica home from a party and came up with this idea, you know, she's like, there has to be something here. So she sits working on her laptop and comes up with a safe ride program. I just love it.
Let's talk about this Felix party. The Felix party. Oh, like, is he part of like a secret weirdo club?
What do you mean? Because what, there were so many randos at the party?
Where did he find all those people?
He went to the mall. He went to Hot Topic.
But it was such a weird scene for a high school party, too, because they also all seemed older.
Yeah.
In a way. But it wasn't college kids. It was like the coffee house kids that do slam poetry. I mean, literally who I hung out with in high school. But in terms of weird parties for Tree Hill.
It was weird. So also far. Interesting that Anna had no feedback about it. Like, they didn't write Anna having any sort of commentary or judgment on her brother's friends, which now, in hindsight, feels like a miss.
She's just like, this is Felix. Felix is a secret freak, dude. I'm telling you.
You're probably like, right.
What if he's dancing with glow sticks in his basement? Like, when he, like, leaves
Brooklyn. Or, like, those flaming balls on strings.
But remember, he used to also, like, beatbox when we'd be filming.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He's just downstairs with glow sticks, like, beatboxing, doing weird stuff. What's doing the weirdest weird party stuff. You ever went to in high school?
Ooh. I didn't really get invited to a lot of parties in high school.
What? Well, Joy, you were working on a soap opera. You were going to adult things.
Yeah, I was a little bit of a grown-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Oh, you know what I did do? I remember spending, I hung out with Jessica Biel on her 17th birthday in New York. Because why was I in that circle? I can't remember because I wasn't on the show yet.
You were hanging out with the WB girls.
I think I was 18 or 19. I was on a soap at the time, yeah. And, it was like a all night. I remember going, she had a limo and going to different clubs. And
that sounds fun.
She was a sweetheart. I loved her.
Jesse Biel's cool.
Nice. I just remember it was like at 4 o'clock in the morning, the limo pulling over and going into another club. And I was like, oh, guys, I'm going home.
I have to go to bed.
I can't. I don't do this stuff. Have fun. Bye-bye.
Four is so late.
Yeah, that's so tomorrow, late. Joy. Yeah, you did a good
job. Tomorrow
morning.
You did great.
I really lasted as long as I could. But I think that's the craziest thing I remember.
The wildest night. What's the wildest night you ever had?
We hit up a lot of different places, though. It was fun. Yeah, so far.
Or like the weirdest party that you ended up at.
I don't even know. I mean, high school for us... Because I went to that little all-girls school, and then there were, like, other all-boys schools around. And so it was always, like, a house party where people would get together, and then it was always a big deal. Like, if we were going from Pasadena, and the kids who, like, went to Loyola downtown, there were, like, kids from the west side who went there.
You were allowed to go downtown?
Well, we wouldn't go downtown, but that's where one of the boys' schools was. And so it would be like, oh, the west side boys are having a party in the Palisades on Saturday. And I was... always the designated driver. I was always like, my mom will kill me. She's scary. I'll drive. And
I've got the minivan.
Yeah, no, truly. I was just like, pile in the truck. Let's go.
And I believe that. Maureen is no joke.
100%.
Your mom is scary, man.
My mom is so scary.
She's awesome.
And my mom was just like, if you think you're ever going to get one over on me, you won't. And if you ever get drunk at a party, don't trust your idiot friends. Call me and I'll come pick you up. But you only won't be in trouble if I come pick you up. And I was like, well, I'll get in trouble or my mom will come pick me up. And that's social Sue. So I just can't do this. I think I got drunk like 5 times in high school. Ever.
Oh my God. You got drunk in high school? I wish.
I was just outside of Los Angeles. Kids were getting drunk like every night.
That's great.
I was like, everyone made fun of me for being such
that's
a good
true.
Intuitions.
I remember like when we lived there, people were like, the kids in LA do cocaine in middle school. And I was like, well,
I
we got to get out of here.
That.
No, what was your craziest party, Hillary?
That, but
see,
we go to the West Side.
I'm trying to think of crazy party. You know, once I
cast
moved to
parties
Wilmington,
after shows. Come on, rap parties.
Oh
those
my
get
God.
Crazy.
I mean, yeah, those weren't necessarily wild. When we moved to Wilmington, that's when my party game was like strong.
Mm.
Because we were like, people had snakes, and we were lighting things on fire, and you know, like it was a whole scene.
Well, and you came from New York where the bars are open till 4 in the morning on the weekends. Yeah, so you were like, you were in the 4 a.m. game.
Party Central. I would say the weirdest party I ever went to was when I was like 18 or 19 at MTV and Gideon Yago, who did news on TRL, was a smoke show.
I thought you said nudes.
Well, I wish.
And I was like, no, listen, where is this going?
So Gideon Yago was the Jake Jagielski of MTV.
Ooh,
like the perfect dudes. He went to Columbia. He was so smart. He did like Rock the Vote. And like, he was just so cool, like beyond cool and so handsome. And he invited me to like a party in an abandoned building. And I was like, okay.
So
I had a boyfriend, of course. And so we go to this like party, you know, in an abandoned, like, I'm pretty sure like there was no power in this building. Like, it was so weird. And we rolled up and everyone was like rave dancing and it was like really like thumpy music and also like plastic all over the place, just like on the walls. And it was like a creepy Dexter kill room. Yeah. It was so fucking weird. But Gideon is the one who introduced me to this scene. And I was like, I have to pretend like I think this is so cool. He's so cool. And I remember like leaving being so relieved that I hadn't embarrassed myself. Like when you're in a scene like that, all you want to do is escape without being the butt of the joke.
100%.
That's it. That's
and
it.
And when you're young and you're at a party, like you're especially that age, you're just...
And the person who you put on a pedestal invites you, you're just like, how am I going to get through the next 2 hours of this? I have to go. God.
Sometimes in situations like that, it's the anticipation that kills me. Like, oh man, I recently met someone who I just think is so cool. And I've thought that this person was cool forever. I can't tell you guys. Well, I'll tell you.
You're going to tell us who.
I'll tell you after, but I'm not going to tell the world. And I was like, we have this one thing in common and it's kind of weird and I'm going to come up with a really funny joke and it's going to be great. And then we met and we had the best conversation and then she brought up the thing and completely in the most charming way, like undercut the opportunity for the joke. But I had been thinking about this joke for 2 weeks and so I told the joke anyway. And it got so weird. She just kind of looked at me and then I was like, well, you know, I'd been thinking about that for a while. Now I sound like a startup. Like it just, you guys, it got weirder and worse. And so I guess the moral of the story is that my awkward parties were not in high school. They're happening to me now as adults. And I'm not allowed in public anymore. I'm just not.
Oh, I love that so much.
Oh, it was so bad.
Funny. We all geek out for different
all
people.
Of us.
Yep. Sometimes it's Sophia's mystery friend. Sometimes it's Gideon Yago / Jake Jagielski. Joy, who
Gideon
do you geek
Yago
out for?
Gideon Yago in a Dexter murder rave?
Room. Joy, who do you geek out for?
Who is it?
Who's your
well, you
geek
know
out?
who I geeked out about. He lived in an apartment building right next.
Oh, that's right. Okay, never mind. Anyway, secrets.
I cannot talk about that.
Secrets.
You guys can't know about this stuff.
But I did have. Here's one funny thing. I do remember when I lived in New York, and I went to a party for Nantucket Film Festival because I was doing a reading at the Nantucket Film Festival, which they never invited me back to because I was such a weird. I was so geeky about everybody there. But
oh my God.
I was like, I remember I had this like very serious conversation on a balcony of a New York apartment with a massive view over Tribeca, you know, of the river. And I was talking with Fisher Stevens out on the patio for like 25 minutes and he was great. And then I walked inside and I started talking with Tate Donovan and he gave me his number.
Tate's a babe.
I know. And then I went home and then the next day I was like, okay, I'm going to call him. And I did. And I left a message and I thought it was very charming. And then he never called me back.
Oh, what? What?
Because I was not charming. I was so awkward and so like babbling over myself and just had no.
I bet you weren't, but
let me tell you, the thing about when I run into a man that I am attracted to, all my like cool laid back joy goes away and I suddenly become like, I don't know. My tongue doesn't fit in my mouth. I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to stand.
It's just so stupid.
Where do I put these hands?
What am I do with my body?
What are arms? Where do they go? No.
Forget about it.
Oy.
Well, good. All right. So we're going to throw some really comfortable parties, ladies. After all the awkward partying we've done.
Hey, we should take this opportunity to say we're going to throw a really comfortable party on March 23rd.
Yeah, we are.
With Brian Greenberg. And we hope all of you join us. I just wanted to throw that in there. Just like a slide into home base. Just, you know, slide it in.
And you can get tickets to our wonderful party on loopedlive.com. That's looped, LOOPLIVE, loopedlive.com.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to cheapcaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay. Oh, you'll know real when you get it, because it'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you will feel it.
Ooh, maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
And when it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts.
Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back.
Yeah, because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture, they make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, we had a thought about something we need to talk about, and we came up with a way to do it. Okay, so now that we've established we're all terribly awkward at parties, I want to talk about my two favorite awkward people at Felix's awkward party.
Who? And that,
hands down, Anna and Mal.
Oh, they're the cutest!
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Their little friendship... And them breaking into the school and then deciding when Mal goes, it would be wrong to watch this, right? Maybe just a couple of minutes. Oh my God.
I love Brooke's confession that she would be with somebody like Marvin McFadden.
Like Senator McFadden.
That's priceless.
I love
that. So juicy.
Juicy.
No idea. Caught me so off guard that when Brooke said it, I felt like I was mouth. And I was like, say what?
Yeah. I know.
Oh, my God. And then when he says to Anna in the hall at the end, he goes, just don't hit on Brooke. I have enough competition for her.
I know, that was so cute.
Their little friendship. But I thought Daniela did such a gorgeous job in her confessional. And then the opportunity to have it again and for her to lean into who she is and be clearer about why she doesn't like the labels and how she doesn't have the answers. God, I just thought it was beautiful.
Man, I loved that the message of this one thing doesn't define me. That I thought is really powerful and beautiful and so much better than her original confession or moment or whatever you want to call it with that camera.
I just read this really wonderful editorial that was posted on Twitter. So I wish I knew who actually wrote it. And it was about gay characters on television and how, you know, we're almost 20 years out from when this episode originally aired. And some things have changed, which is awesome. Some things have not. And we're seeing a lot of that right now play out in the news and also in television. You know, there are more gay characters on TV now, but that doesn't necessarily always mean that they're better or that they're well written. And a lot of times gay characters can be used as like the punchline. They can be used as just kind of like checking the box. And that's really frustrating. And so there was a writer who was talking about the gay characters that make an impact to her as a gay writer. And she was like, it's the ones that don't have it figured out. You know, it's it's the characters that are in their process of discovery and who are a little bit messy. And I appreciate that Anna doesn't just come out swinging, you know, and allows room for discovery. Because when you are a teenager, I grew up with kids that have known since they were very, very little. And that's awesome. And I want that kind of reassurance and self-awareness for my friends. But there are also people who arrived at it later and really struggled because high school is all about being performative, right? And so if you're not performing something that's true to you, it gets very muddy. So that process of discovery is really important. And gay characters on TV that take the walk with the viewers are vital. And Anna, I love her for this. And she's just so earnest. There's nothing false about Daniela.
No.
And that's true.
And I loved the earnestness and the nervousness in her first pass. You know, hopefully 50 years from now, it won't be a big deal. I'm bisexual. If it's still a big deal, surprise. You know, like, what's it all going to mean? And then she realized that wasn't what she wanted to say. And in that second pass, after she admitted to mouth, oh, God, when she said, I thought I'd feel liberated and said, I'm back here. I'm back in the closet.
What a line.
Girl. Oh, sweet. It was just so sweet. And you realize that it's for so many people in this moment of life, whenever their coming out happens, it's a little bit of coming out and then a little bit of back to safety and a little bit more. And
you got
to
test the waters, man.
Yeah. And see if you have a safe person, if not even a group of safe people. Do you have one safe person?
Yeah.
It's so valuable. It's just the message that it's okay to be messy and take your time and explore, and you don't have to have everything right and sorted out right now. You know, especially for high school. God.
No. Like, and
this measure of perfection is just so tough.
We really, just so you guys at home know, have been trying to get Daniela on this show. Unfortunately, she's kind of like in demand right now, and she's like working like crazy. So we're trying, like, literally every episode, we're like, can we have her now? Can we have her now? Can we have her now? I would have loved to have her for this.
I know.
Because
I know. I feel like we should talk about this episode with her when she finally can make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be great.
It's just so good. And you know, when you said that thing, Joy, you just reminded me when you said it's so important to show people it's okay to be messy. Everyone's a little bit of a mess in this episode. And some of it's painful. You know, Nathan's in pain.
Ugh.
Some of it's beautiful. You know, Jake's trying to figure himself out, and Peyton's trying to figure out if she can be vulnerable with Jake. And
I'll figure Jake out. I'll figure his ass out.
Yeah, you will.
You know?
Yeah, you will.
But I love these kids just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
In this time capsule. And even Brooke trying to figure herself out, saying, you know, there's this double standard and it sucks. Like, guys are allowed to be like this and we're not. And God, I hope you guys fix that. Because it makes it really hard for the girls to figure it out.
Brooke's time capsule monologue is so dope.
Like, yeah, I loved it.
We get to do monologues often. It really felt like going back to theater, because everyone was assigned, I'm going to do my monologue. You know?
Yeah.
And you just had to sit in that room and you had to do it all in one pass, you know?
Yeah.
And Brooke's monologue was awesome. Because you just see, like, Boss Brooke show up.
Yes. I loved it.
Yeah.
I wish Haley had gotten a monologue.
You never did one as like a...
No, I wish they would have like had me mail one in for the school or something. That would have been fun.
What would Haley have said in her monologue?
Oh my gosh.
Like, at that point in her life, she's kissed sweet, sweet pillow lips Chris Keller.
I think Haley would say, I've always worked really hard and I've always tried to do my best and be the best person that I could be. And I've gone off the example of my parents and so many people around me. And I take all the cautionary tales around me that I see and I put them in my arsenal of what not to do. Mm. And I am the person that everyone comes to for advice, and the truth is I'm just a scared little girl and I don't have it all figured out.
Mm.
And I needed to take a minute and be reckless and be brave in a way that I've never been and be unsafe. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing right now. And I really hope that there's forgiveness waiting for me on the other side.
Mm.
Girl, you don't even need forgiveness. You don't even need it.
You know what? Look, people get hurt when you're messy and you have to apologize for that. And that's okay. Yeah. I think that's part of life. I think actually forgiveness is an incredibly integral part of a functioning society.
Yeah.
You have to be able to admit when you've made a mistake, because we all do.
Yeah.
And then be able to forgive when someone has hurt you because you've made a mistake. That is a basic functional need for any community.
It's a choice.
Any person.
It's like not a magic thing. It's a choice. So when Haley went away, Like, this is something that's going to hurt Nathan. Everybody sees yes. it. You can yes. see it coming. You as Joy, how did you feel about Haley's action of leaving? Oh,
man. It was hard.
Really?
It was hard to support her because, okay, so me as Joy when I was 20 or me as Joy now?
Well, when you were 20. Joy- You give me
look,
both.
When I was 20.
I'm greedy. I mean, give look, me both.
What, yes. When I was 20, it was hard because I so much was Haley and was trying to do everything right and wanted to set the perfect example and didn't want to do the wrong thing and wanted, I cared about trying to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Me now definitely does not care about that.
Done.
But, you know, bye. I care about living a life of gratitude and just soaking up every moment of every day that I can with the people that I love and just trying to do the right thing out of a place of gratitude, not out of a place of trying to check off all the boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the major difference. It's very Valjean and Javert. If we really boil it down.
Jean Valjean. Oh my God. Joy, one of these days we're going to like reenact our Les Mis performance.
Oh my God. When did we, remember we did that? We ran through Les Mis in like 6 minutes.
It was
you
in,
and I.
It was in Haley's apartment. It was for one of our PA's birthdays, our PA Dawn. It was her birthday. And we were like, we're going to perform the entirety of Les Mis in six minutes during this turnaround. And we did. And so one day we'll redo that. But I see what you're saying. Like you're softened now, like Jean Valjean from Les Mis.
Yes, it's like I was hard and I was, you know, angry. And then I was also trying to live exactly right and do everything exactly the right way, which is a very legalistic and that sort of religious mindset. And now I think I've changed I know I've changed my perspective massively. So now it's like I feel like I'm living under this umbrella of grace where I'm just like, okay, so I can be a mess. And that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
And I'm doing my best. And mm-hmm. I'm just super grateful. So that's it. Anyway, we're kind of getting off track. Sorry. But I'm just, I just feel like watching Haley walk away with Nathan, mm-hmm. I give her space for that now. Back then, it was a little harder to very long-windedly answer your question, Hillary.
Yeah, I mean, I can see, like, because we were there. I mean, we were friends with you when we were 22 years old when we were doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in my head, I can hear you being like, that's not what a wife does. Like,
yeah.
I would never, you know? Like, you have always been firm about justice and, like, integrity. And so I can see you, like, reading this script and being like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
But I have room for her now. You got to make space for her.
You also got to go on tour. Yeah. So, you know.
That's what I was just going to ask. What was it like? Because it's not like you were just sitting at home being like, I can't believe they wrote that. Like, you were on tour.
Yeah. It was so super cool.
You were out doing something cool. But was there like a conflict in it or was tour just so all encompassing and busy?
Did you feel like you were betraying James?
No, but I missed him.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I didn't feel like I was betraying James. I had a blast. I was having so much fun. I was definitely experimenting with a new side of my life and a part of me that I'd always wanted to see come alive. So it was a great opportunity. It was so much fun.
I loved doing stops of the tour and being witness to that. Like,
yeah, because they flew you guys out to come introduce the shows.
Yeah, to like MC shows.
I never got to do that. I never got to.
What?
No, I never got to do that.
Oh, I went on the road. I was on the tour bus. And God, I was just like, my friends are so freaking cool.
No, I'm pissed. Like,
I was pumped. Where were you? Were you shooting a movie or something? Because I didn't know Hillary, because I didn't get to go. We didn't get to go in the beginning. It was only when the show was wrapped. And then there were a couple more dates.
Right after this season,
You were doing Secret Life, weren't you? That summer,
weren't you?
You were either doing that movie you did with Jason Ritter or the Secret Life of Bees. You were doing a movie that summer.
I think you were on a movie.
No, I did the movie in Louisiana. right after this where I met Elizabeth Arnois. It was Elizabeth Arnois and Amanda Seyfried. Because then when we come back, like the next year, Liz Arnois shows up to play Shelley. Because I was like, hey, I'm in a friend. Let me have her.
What was that movie called? Cool.
Who f- knows?
Come on.
It'll come to me.
You know, this is where we need to insert the Jeopardy music.
Solstice. We did it.
Were you guys sisters?
No.
Because you all kind of look alike.
I played like the super like waspy, wears pastels, like rich bitch.
Oh, interesting. Ooh. Incidentally, very similar to the character Hillary plays on Good Sam, which is also coming up on March 23rd.
March 23rd.
You're right. The character I play on Good Sam is like the grown-up version of who I was in Solstice. Yeah. Just like
she's very fancy.
Like I have a meeting to get to. I skipped a PTA meeting for
you
this.
Skipped a PTA. Guys, I have a question.
Okay.
How the hell does Dan know how to find everybody everywhere all the time?
No, like seriously, I have a theory. Does Dan Scott Motors put trackers in the cars he sells?
Did trackers exist in 2005?
Yes, don't you remember there was a big scandal because paparazzi who were working for TMZ had put trackers under Jessica Simpson's car?
What? Oh my God, that's horrendous.
No, you guys, this was a thing. They were doing it to like all, yes? They were doing it to all these celebrities. There was a whole big lawsuit. I totally remember. And because everyone was like, how are they always finding these people these like really weird private places? And I'm literally thinking to myself, I mean, I wasn't going to say it, but yes. So I was like, is Dan Scott like OG TMZ? Does he track
people? Yeah, maybe.
What's going on?
He's such a freak. It's just so weird that he shows up in church. Like, first of all, why is Dan walking into a church?
But he doesn't turn his phone off.
I know. He's just so like, why would he be in there except that he's following Jules?
Sometimes our show is so on the nose. It's just like Jules is in a church praying because she's in such a conundrum.
Right.
Like, all right.
Guys, when I
feel like Dan knows where to find him.
And I want to talk to Jesus about it, I'm just going to go to my bedroom. Like, I'm not going to go into a physical church.
Me too. I usually go into the bathroom.
To cry alone.
Magically, every single time I walk into the bathroom, Mommy! Like, without fail for the last 11 years.
Your daughter's got a tracker on you is what...
I was just going to say it. I love it.
But Dan is so devious in this. And I was so unsettled when the boys got out of jail. Yeah. And it's clear that Lucas has shared everything with Nathan.
Yeah.
Everything. And Dan, who is a man of secrets, says, good. I'm glad you told him. You're brothers. You know, like you should have told him. And it just felt like really bad foreshadowing. Like, what is Dan going to spill to Keith?
To Keith.
Who's so vulnerable and so happy right now.
Who just bought a house for him and Jules.
He's so fragile. He's so fragile right now.
And the boys get arrested just after Dan has said to Jules, he's going to let this one go. And she says, I don't believe you.
It gave me the chills. Would you
believe
him?
I was like, I don't like it. No. I mean, Maria looks so shattered sitting in that scene. I mean, she did a beautiful job just sitting in that church like that. She just looks broken and afraid. And it was like, that is how I felt on the inside when he said that. You told him you should have. Your brothers. Something bad's going to happen.
Yep. I feel it. I feel it coming.
Well, and she... In the air tonight? You guys are...
I set you up, girl.
I loved it. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
No, but she has to express so much in those scenes because it is a little bit of a choppy storyline because it's like we just jump into it sometimes. And she has to express that she really does love Keith, that she's... really wanting to be with him. She's afraid of this man who originally hired her and now is like lording this information over her head. Like it's a lot to articulate in these scenes without being able to say that. And so Maria with just like a disgusted look is just like, who are you?
Like, yeah, what monster?
Who did this to you? You're terrible. Can we talk about the kiss, though? When Keith takes her by the hair, when he runs his hand through her hair and kisses her.
Ooh.
Thanks, Keith. We all needed that
Thanks,
tonight.
Keith. Yeah, we needed the loving touch.
Craig's earnest face in that scene.
Guys, it makes me cringe. I'm sorry. I want to love it. I want to be, it makes me like run far, far away.
What? When do you people mean? Touch your hair?
No.
No.
When a man buys you a house?
He's so earnest. He's so eager. He's so needy. He so needs the validation of that he's doing it right. I don't know. Maybe this is my childhood trauma, guys. I don't know. I'm just, if I can't deal with it.
It's,
deal with it. Does nobody else have this issue?
It's not your vibe, Joy. I mean, I'm your friend and I know you well enough to know that you like a little like, meh, a dirt on the boot. You know what I mean?
I like a little grouch. Yeah. I don't know.
It's funny to me though, because I'm like, needy. I didn't read him giving her a house as needy.
It feels needy.
I'm listening.
I love you. You're so non-judgmental.
It feels needy. Like he's not actually just giving it. He needs to. It
be
feels
the hero.
To me, my interpretation of it is that it's actually more about him needing the validation of being the guy who could provide this in this moment, who can show up and be, yes, Hillary, the hero. And it doesn't just feel natural and authentic and just there. He's just trying so hard to be exactly what she needs that it really puts me off as a romantic interest.
Sometimes these writers stress me out because adulting, right? It takes a lot of effort. And we all know you don't buy a house in like 3 weeks.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
no.
Yeah. It takes so long to close on a house.
So
also,
long.
Could you imagine if you had just gotten engaged and the person who's supposed to be your partner goes, look at this giant decision I made without you.
Yeah, that's a weird move.
It's intense.
I'd be like, what if I hate this kind of house?
Yeah.
Are we stuck here? Like, yeah.
Jeffrey had bought a house
IRL,
like
it's weird.
2 months before I met him.
No.
And so he had a house. And I was like, okay, I guess I live here now. That's weird. And the second he did a movie here in New York, like we'd been together, I don't know, maybe a year. And he was like, oh, there's a little teeny tiny log cabin for sale. I was like, done. We're moving. We bought this place and never went back to his house and lodge. Like never went back. We went and finally like sold our shit. And I walked outside and the neighbors were like, oh, hey, are you the new neighbors? And I'm like, no. We're the old neighbors.
We're leaving.
We're done here.
Bye-bye.
No, it's an energy thing. When you're in a new relationship, you make decisions together. Mm-hmm.
Together. Also, yeah, especially as big as a house.
Property decisions take a solid 8 months. Like,
Yeah.
They take a long time.
Yeah. I had a guy buy me flowers before a date once. Like they arrived a few hours before the date. And I was like, I got to go. I can't do this. No.
It's too late.
Joy, I cannot wait for Sophia and I to debrief whoever you become serious about next. Like he'll come to us and we'll be like,
oh, I can't
hold
wait.
Hold on.
No.
There's some ground rules.
So I can't
friend.
Even imagine like buying a house. Somebody like buying the thing? You a house before you...
Oh my God. Be like, no, honey, no. The thing that you think is sweet, don't do that.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Ignore her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
God. Let's move on to the Andy then of it all. Because Andy's showing up in a different way. And in
I love
of
the
like,
way Andy shows up.
I love the way he shows up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Danger. He's dangerous.
I sleep with a baseball bat in my room, like Italian part of me is like, that's the way I want a man to show up for me. Fuck him up. Call and figure out what there is to get to destroy him.
I love that
Karen is finally on the warpath.
Yeah.
She has been so steady and patient and kind and just be generous and setting an example for my son. And now, no holds barred, man. She is just letting loose.
I mean, her in that... freaking mediation meeting.
Your ass frat boy haircut. Your assy assiness.
That's one of those things for our friends at home that really kills us when, you know, you're on television and you can't say words normal people use when they're angry. So you just have to keep saying assy ass, ass face. Because you can't swear and say, like, you motherfucker, you took my kid, you know? God, it's so... But she did it, and she did it beautifully.
Straight-faced. She did that straight-faced.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
And Paul remained straight-faced as well. God bless. Someone was hurling...
While she did it.
Hurling that at me, I wouldn't take it. All right, I'm going through my notes here. Guys, we take so many notes when we watch these things. The Tim confessional. God bless... Brett Claywell, because he has to improvise so much of his stuff because they didn't really write for him. They would just say, like, okay, go, Brett, you know?
Yeah.
And he would. And I think he's so funny, and I wish that Tim was utilized more because he's a hoot. Okay, what else? Keith kissing Jules, we did that part. Sex is the easy part. Giving your heart to someone is the hard part. God, girl.
Yeah.
I've had so many fans, like, ask me to write that out and like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I was like, that's a weird one.
Wait, what do you mean?
When Peyton's like, sex is the easy part. It's giving your heart to someone, that's the hard part. And people are like, can you write this out on a thing at a convention? And I'm like...
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, sure.
Where are you going to float this
your boat,
is my
man.
Question.
You know what I want written out from this episode? I want... That the thing that Anna said at the end when she says, I'm just trying to find my way, I guess that part is timeless.
Oh. Yeah.
We had
I was
some
like,
doozies.
That's what I want fan art of.
I'm proud of me too. Vibra Davis.
I loved that. Yeah.
It's good.
That was nice.
I'm proud of you girls.
I'm proud of you girls, and I'm proud of me too. I think we've all come a long way.
Well, and then Nathan talking about Haley, if I love her and she loves me, what's there to figure out?
Yeah. And I loved Lucas when they finally start talking again. And Luke says, your marriage wins out over some confused kiss. Remember the real Haley.
Yes.
Even when she's lesser too.
Good advice.
That gave us all chill bumps. Because like, you know,
yeah.
Nobody's perfect.
If this was all about loving perfect people, no one would ever be loved, ever. No.
That is good advice as well. Guys, we've given you a lot to think about today.
Hey, what kind of weirdo parties have you guys been to? Will you tell us?
Yeah. Oh my God. Bonus points if you have pictures from your weird high school parties. We want to see them.
Tag us.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay. Oh, you'll know real when you get it, because it'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you will feel it.
Ooh, maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
And when it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts.
Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection.
That's how you know eBay's got your back.
Yeah, because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture, they make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Should we spin a wheel?
I think we should. I love most likely to. Most likely to say something inappropriate in a time capsule. Ooh. Ooh.
Most likely to become a travel blogger.
This actually feels like Erica Marsh to me.
I was going to say that.
I love that.
Yeah. I fully believe it. She's got that little host sensibility. Mm-hmm. You know she'd plan the shit out of a great itinerary.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Hey, y'all, I'm here in Italy.
Oh, my God. Isn't this gorgeous?
I love her so much. Catherine Bayless is so cool. But in real life, dream. It's Kate Vogel. Kate Vogel yes. went and lived in Paris and, like, did a whole blog about it. And it's
that's right.
Yeah, she's like a travel blogger and she does cool stuff. Is there anybody else in our cast that does that?
I mean,
I don't think so.
I feel like we all kind of travel a lot, but I don't know about blogging.
Well, Sophia, you're always I'm fishing in Montana. I'm in Italy. I'm in Dubai.
I do travel a lot, but I don't have the patience to be and then I boarded the L train. I don't know.
I'm not going to write a book about guys. It. Hey, you know who has adventures and writes about them sometimes?
Who?
Brian Greenberg.
I knew you were going to say it.
Oh, you mean the Brian Greenberg that's coming on our live event on March 23rd?
On March 23rd.
Just a pregame for our Good Sam appearance.
Woo! March 23rd is going to be a double up with your girls. And I hope you all are ready because it's going to be quite a special, special evening. And guys, next up on this show, we've got season 2, episode 16, Somewhere a Clock is Ticking. I'm telling you, it's a ticking time bomb and it's damn Scott. Damn Scott? Am
it's
I okay?
Damn Scott. It's damn Scott. You called
it's damn Dan Scott.
We are only calling him Damn Scott from now
damn
on.
Damn Scott. Done.
Oh, we love you guys. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye. See you next week.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.